by people who didn't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that had no idea of the knowledge, you know, that people had, that the audience had.
Right.
You know what I mean? And even then, I think that the desire to please the audience had disappeared from the writing of daytime television.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to please the audience and do the right thing and that sort of, you know, even then, when was that we went back?
96. Well, I think you were back in 95.
Yeah, about 96.
Right. And then 96 was when they did that whole thing with the Henry funeral and Quint showed up, and that was just a nightmare of a scene.
Right.
And
yeah.
We all were just pretty,
and as much,
know.
And the producer at the time was Michael Labeson.
Uh-huh.
And he was an associate producer during that time when we were, you know, really working.
Right.
So he knew, but really couldn't control content, you know, of writing.
Right. Well, that was really...
So that was part of that problem.
Yeah.
I felt. Did you feel that way, Michael?
Well, I thought that, you know, since our departure until the time that we reappeared, we had lost people that were good writers like Marland and whatnot, and people didn't understand, and they tried to conform the characters to what was going on in 96 as opposed to the kinds of people that they were and the kind of story that they were doing that people enjoyed before.
Right.
And it just didn't work. I mean, we were not, you know, the run-of-the-mill, in trouble, adulterous, alcoholic, yada, yada,
right.
Yada, and all of that.
I mean, as characters.
As characters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, it just wasn't what the audience was used to, and it just kind of fried them because they wanted to see, you know, the nice thing about Quentin Nola was that there was always redeeming family values and everything, you know, from their romance to Quint's, you know, family who was supposed to be rich to going to Nola's family and playing poker and all of this. It was something that people wanted to see, and that it was an accessible storyline. It wasn't a forced thing, and it was more, I thought, natural and fun and exciting because it allowed... you know, like Nola's and her fantasies and things like this is what people do. People daydream all the time. And it was just kind of neat. Because I thought Lisa was excellent in, you know, making those transitions into those things and inspiring that kind of stuff. So it was great.